victory. Because it is done. And the Bible says, let the people say, Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for kids. You know, those days, the disciples thought they were doing Jesus a service when they brought children, babes, for Jesus to touch them. And they felt that they were doing Jesus a service. Ah, these children, they will disturb you. They will dirty your white clothes. No, they were saying, baby, those were the things in their hearts. But when Jesus heard them, the Bible says he was unhappy with them. He said, let children come unto me. He said, forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Amen. So we have two kids that are coming to Jesus this afternoon. And we are not going to forbid them. Because our duty is to bring them to Christ. But in doing that, let us look at a passage in Hebrews 11. So that as we pray, we understand what we are doing. Hebrews 11 from verse 23. You know, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So, whatever we are doing, we must do by faith. As the children are brought to Christ, how are we bringing? By faith. 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Now, this is the first thing that we know. So, one, parents, we have a duty towards our children. So you can see here that here it was a little babe, but Moses' parents took responsibility for him. At that initial stage, he said they hid him 3 months. Why? Because they saw he was a proper child. Every child given to us in this fellowship is a proper child. It's a proper child. And that's why we are not afraid to bring our children to Christ. We are not afraid. So, what are we doing? We are hiding them from the evil. In Christ, that's what we are doing. So, Moses' parents were not afraid. There's a commandment, brethren, which the devil has given. He says, bring children unto me. And what is he doing with the children? He kills them. That's the duty. But we have another commandment to protect our children. So we are not going to give our children to Satan, the devil. It is our responsibility to bring them to Christ. Every day, as we pray, we cover them, we bless them. Like we said 2 weeks ago, don't talk negative things to your children. Because we know that woman who was giving birth, you know, he said, Ichabod. Ichabod. And that was it. Ichabod was registered. And this was supposed to come up as a minister of the gospel. A priest. He said, Ichabod. And that Ichabod ruled his life until the last of them perished. From that point on, there was nothing they brought to Christ, to God, that was acceptable. Because he said, the glory and departed. So, because the mother. The same thing, we can see the battle of Jacob. Because of the son Benjamin. You know, as the mother was dying, what did he say? He said, son of my sorrow. The father had to stand and say, this one is the son of my right hand. Every child of God's people is a son of the right hand. Not a son of sorrow. Or is it the woman that looked at the child as he gave birth because he gave birth in sorrow? So what did he call the child? Jabez. And what happened? Jabez, that sorrow ruled the life of that person until God had mercy. So several brethren, but we are here to bless. And from the parent. So now let's look at, that was the responsibility of the parent. So that the child is led in the way of God. That's why it says, when teach a child the way she should go, when he grows up, what happens? He will not depart. So we know this thing must be done in faith. Faith. Because it's the evidence of things hoped for. So that which we are looking for, faith is it. So brethren, our children are proper children. And so we are not afraid of the king's commandment. We will not give the world our children. Yes, we will not give, you know, flesh our children. Yes, because our children are pillars in the house of God. Now, let's look at the second verse. The same said by faith, Moses, when it was come to years. Now, our children will come to years. And that's why we say, when they grow old, they will not depart. That's what we are saying. So, look at Moses. In his own case, all that the mother taught him when he was a baby, praying because he was a proper child, and so they handed him over to Pharaoh's house, so that he would become Pharaoh, putting on serpent. You know, see the calf, every time you see it, what that calf Pharaoh put on the crown, look at it, if you can see the picture, it's purely serpent. And at the end of the day, there is one man that is just doing like that. A typical example is Genesis. That, look at that Genesis. That's a snake. Yes, that's. Look at it again when you go there. So, but what we're saying is that God will have mercy on us, so that we are not going to be simple-minded. Now, so when he came of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, on his own, he chose not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What are we saying? He rejected the king of this world. You know, when he grew up, he rejected the works of darkness. And what did he do? He said, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Brethren, our children will... Okay. So there are several. So we have to watch very carefully. So he, look at it, chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. That's position. That our children will be positioned to stay in the house of God. Not, look at the other side, enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. We reject it. Because our children will not choose to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Because that's the problem of the world today. They say, oh, I'm still young, I can do anything. When I grow up, I will serve God. God forbid. I and my children. What is the Bible saying? We will serve God. No, we will serve God. Our children will serve God. just knowing that a chain has been tied to your leg, to the temple of God, and you are a pillar in the house of God. Just know that, because you cannot go the other way. It is a covenant of life that we have made on your behalf with God. And that covenant, the Bible says, by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie. God is saying unto you that you will not depart. You will not be wayward. You will not search out the land. Our daughters will not search out the land. And our sons will not go in the way of the daughters of the world. They will not be led astray in the name of Jesus. Now, he said, when he grew up, he started taking authority. Look at verse 26. He said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than riches. Greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. That is God. It means what God is saying is that a covenant has been made of it, and it's a covenant of life. And that's why one brother declared it. Say, as for me and my household, we will do what? Serve the Lord. By faith, he forsook Egypt. So we are saying our children will forsake Egypt. By faith, not just that they will just do it anyhow. By faith, faith rising up in them, they will forsake Egypt. Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. So, look at verse 20. It says, through faith, he kept the Passover. What is Passover? Being born again. We are saying, brethren, that our children will be born again. Yes, through faith, the faith of their parents. So here we are, brethren, want to bless those kids. And so with this understanding, know fully that what you are doing is spiritual. You know, in the world, they do all manner of things to dedicate children. Some, they use needle and all manner of things to pinch the little baby. Some are giving up. You know, they will go and give to Molech. Molech will hand. You know, and put. All these are done out there. But the Lord Jesus taught us how to do it. The way he did it, he was brought to the house of God and dedicated. And he worked. So, brethren, that is what we're going to do this afternoon. As we bless those children, we bless them in the name of the Lord. And we prophesy, you know, unto them. Let's look at the prophecies that was blessed Jesus in Luke chapter 1. I'm talking about John. John. That's John the Baptist. I think it's Luke chapter 1. Because there was a place where he made that pronouncement. Okay. Now let's move to from verse 67. You can see how Zechariah blessed John. Said, and his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, this oath which he swore to our father Abraham. And that's what is standing as the two immutable things, that he will grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Now, let's look at verse 76. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of the salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And look at the conclusion. After these prayers, you can't expect otherwise. And the child grew and was strong in the spirit, and was in the desert the day of his showing unto Israel. So we are here to bless them, that these sons today, these kids, will be prophets of the Most High. You know, today is the day of battle, the day of God's vengeance. You know, so that's what we are saying, brethren. Praise the Lord. So we'll be bringing them one at a time. So, Brother Christopher, so come with your wife and kids.
Tell you what the Lord told me yesterday. Early hours of the morning, I was just walking and meditating. And he said that every day, prophesy over your children. Amen. Praise God. Every day, prophesy over your children. Brethren, it is important we begin to do this. Amen. I want to encourage us to do it. Now, there is nothing wrong if your children become the best scientists in the world. Is there anything wrong with that? If they become famous, but above all, that they know the Lord. And it is a desire in my heart. I prophesy over my children. I say, Lord, if you want to make them wealthy, make them wealthy. It's a desire. But one thing that is principal, let these ones fear and serve you. Let it be said wherever they go, no matter how wealthy they get, no matter how famous they get, that those children or that boy, he knows Jesus Christ. It is something marvelous. I don't know whether you have been watching the U.S. and all the people in assembly, famous men. They will stand in the midst of assembly and they will begin to pray before the wealthiest men. Some of them will stand before, what is the one of the wealthiest people now? Bill Gates. And they will pray. It is something sweet. It is it is something marvelous. Amen. So, brethren, as we get up, let us prophesy over them. It is not something bad that my child will have a first class. It is not bad. Amen. Prophesy. Speak those things because that was exactly what Jacob did. In his last days, he began to do what? Prophesy over all his children. Let it be a pattern. If we follow it, I believe some great things will begin to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray. Okay, you guys have a song.
Praise God. We have a special song.
Be given more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sent and more strength when the labors increase. To other affliction, He forgiven.